Green paper on the revised national youth policy to be tabled in Parliament by September, and close to 150 children removed from police lockups between January 2012 and May 2013. These and other stories in this week's edition of House Matters. Stay with us.
Come Monday, June 24, Petrojam Limited will begin to supply ultra-low sulfur diesel ULSD to the market. A red dye will be added to the regular diesel come June 17 to differentiate it from the ULSD. Ultra-low sulfur diesel will come with a light yellow color. Petrojam, serving Jamaica's energy needs.
The green paper on the revised national youth policy is expected to be tabled in Parliament by September. Youth and Culture Minister Lisa Hanna says the revision of the policy is in response to the changes within the policy environment and the need to take into account emerging issues affecting youth development nationally.
The concept paper for this policy is now ready to go to Cabinet. And Mr. Speaker, it is expected that it will be completed by August of this year, and the green paper will be presented to Parliament by September of this year.
Minister Hanna was making her contribution to the 2013-2014 sectoral debate in Parliament on Tuesday. The revision of the youth policy is being informed by the findings of the 2010 Jamaica National Youth Survey, commissioned by the government under the Youth Development Program Loan Agreement, signed with the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB. 148 children were removed from police lockups during the January 2012 to May 2013 period. Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna says this move will help in achieving compliance with the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child and the UN Standard Minimum Rules for the Administration of Juvenile Justice, as well as Jamaica's Child Care and Protection Act.
We have been able to track the police stations that hold children for more than 48 hours. And based on the legal authority of the CDA and my legal authority as minister with responsibility for children, remove those children that are in need of care and protection.
Minister Hanna says legislative amendments, including those to decriminalize uncontrollable behavior, are expected to be completed by year end. The first draft of the revised national land policy is expected to be ready for wider stakeholder consultations by October. The goals and objectives of the land policy are to ensure the sustainable, productive, and equitable development, use, and management of the country's natural resources. Junior Minister for Water, Land, Environment, and Climate Change Ian Hales says a sustainable land management policy has also been developed as part of the broader land policy.
But I intend to preach the gospel of sustainability and to lead the drive to infuse those principles in our policies across Jamaica. As we strive for sustainability in all areas, we must, if not, we will continue to destroy our island.
Junior Minister Ian Hales, during his contribution to the 2013-2014 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives. And the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission, JCDC, will be reconstructed to serve as an incubator to develop local talent for the world stage. Youth and Culture Minister Lisa Hanna says the commission will be responsible for the registration of all artists who come through the school competitions and all other practitioners who wish to use their talent for commercial benefit.
If you need a dance company, if you need a singer, if you need anything that relates to our culture, whether you're overseas or right here nationally, the JCDC will become the premier agency that will be able to provide that service to you.
Minister Hanna, during her contribution to the 2013-2014 sectoral debate in Parliament on Tuesday. The JCDC celebrates 50 years this year as the principal agency for the unearthing, developing, and showcasing of talents across the country. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time as we look at what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.